What's the cheapest kind of meat you could buy?
What?
Dog meat.
Deer balls. They're under a buck.
Nice. Nice. And right. It's basketball related. Well played, sir.
Yes.
There you go.
Hi, everybody. This is Contest Layups, episode number 93. I'm right about that one, aren't I?
Thanks, Ed.
Yes.
Thanks for counting.
Who we got tonight? Who's here?
OKC all day, let's go. It's Gar. OKC all day, let's go. Oh, yeah. Kevin Durant. Oh, I love you. Who am I?
That was Raul. Raul, are you here?
Yo, it's Raul.
Eddie.
Yo, Oblot.
Tony's in the house. Yeah. Special guest.
Mr. Two-Tone himself.
And V's here.
Tone.
And V's been interrupted like three times, but he's here.
It's okay.
Remember, you can find Contest Labs on Instagram, Google Play, iTunes, and Facebook.
Grindr? YouTube?
Don't forget to check us out on...
XNXX? What are we doing? YouPorn?
God. What else we got?
Monster.com.
Indeed. Wait, hold on. What's the one for, like, dating over 50?
Isn't it datingover50.com or something like
that? Cougar Life? Oh, Ashley Madison?
Ashley Madison.
Ashley Simpson.
AshleySimpson.com. We are on AshleySimpson.com. Yes. She sponsors us now.
Can we actually, like, start, like, a sugar daddy account? Except it's obviously us. See if, like, some 50-year-old dentist from Tulsa sponsors us.
That'd be awesome.
I don't know, man. I don't think it's...
I'm not sure that's how that works.
You don't think it works like that?
I know it doesn't, but let's see what happens.
No, I mean, I'm sure we could start one to see if anybody will bite. I don't think anybody's going to bite because I don't think... I mean, I guess. I don't know.
I like how much thought you're putting into your response.
Some kind of fetish for really normal-looking people.
Real who, sexy who, normal people.
Who like to talk about basketball on podcasts and... watch basketball.
Yeah.
And analyze the NFL draft. Raul, what are your thoughts about the NFL draft tonight?
I kind of like...
Wait, who did Tampa get?
Chris Lindstrom.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who do you like?
I really like with Andre Dillard.
Nice.
I think Andre Dillard is a good pick.
Yeah, you know, I can see him inside. I think he's going to slide inside eventually, but pretty good college player.
He's a 3 technique.
Speaking of sliding inside,
he's still an offensive lineman, asshole.
He's a defensive lineman.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Ah, whatever.
No, he's an offensive tackle. You guys are both wrong.
He's a defensive tackle. There's a D next to his name, not an O.
No, it was an O.
He was a
O,
D.
Why is this?
O that? As
okay.
An O-block.
Okay. That's,
no. Anyway, what were you saying about sliding?
Speaking of sliding.
Okay, see you all day. Let's go.
Speaking of sliding, Paul George needs to work on his defensive slides. Got him.
Zing.
Zinged him. What do you think about that one, John? John's from the peanut gallery tonight. What do you think about that one, John?
The penis gallery.
The penis gallery.
John's Paul been George, relegated.
Paul George does need to work on his defense a little bit. Damian Lillard hit a 37-foot shot against him. Oblak, what do you think about that?
The thing was, if you watch the play, Paul George takes a step closer to him, and it's not enough. Nope. As soon as he does that, Lillard does a step back, creates even more separation, and then just drains it.
It was that sidestep, man, and it was...
Next time he'll be on his hip.
Horrible.
One of the best shots in NBA history, actually, for sure.
You know, it's funny. He
in
was
the series.
He was talking all that shit about that being a horrible shot.
Yeah.
So apparently, Lillard shoots better from 40 feet and beyond
than Paul George does
from the
in
three.
General.
Yeah, that makes sense. Lillard is
horrible shot.
Is revolutionizing the way. Because
no, don't use that word. No, he is not revolutionizing anything.
Gilbert Arenas would have something to say about that.
Agreed. That's the first statement on Contest Lambs I agreed with.
Dude, extra points for Gilbert Arenas. That's my boy.
I don't know if anyone's in the sidestep like that, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Okay. All right, you're splitting hairs.
No, I'm not. That's a that's a move that...
That's cute, Ed.
Oh, yeah?
That's pretty...
Devin Harris had a 94-foot flop shot off the right baseline, left fading out of bounds.
Yeah, and Devin Hester returned a...
Thank you.
...touchdown. And damn it, I screwed that up.
And
yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Got him.
Anyway, we just kind of wanted to touch on that amazing shot in Portland. Rawl obviously doesn't want to talk about it too much because it ended his favorite
Horrible defense.
He's pretty salty right now. It's actually pretty funny, but we're not going to talk about that too much anymore.
We're not, just because Rawl's...
That's fine. You can talk about it. They need to open up a hotline for people who are trying to cope with this serious loss. Because I'm having trouble.
Why are you having trouble?
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
It's terrible, man.
The way it went down.
It's all bad. It's all bad, and it's all going to go downhill from here.
I don't know. I wouldn't say that the shot is the reason that you lost the series.
No, I know.
Yeah, 15-point lead.
I know.
6 minutes left.
No, I know. I the series was not lost on that shot. The series was not lost on any individual accomplishments. It wasn't lost on the first game with Cantor doing that.
It was lost in on game.
Damian Lillard.
It was lost after game two. That's when that series was lost. That's when I knew the OKC had no chance.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, if they would have played like they did in that game, in that game five, the whole series, I think OKC would be up in the series.
Oh, that's cute. No, don't even go there, man. That's just wishful thinking. That's just you projecting your insecurity.
No, I honestly think they would be.
I think Charles Barkley was right. Those guys play too much hero ball instead of team ball.
Yep.
Russell Westbrook shouldn't be ISOing. Like, he's not a great shooter. He just goes down early in shot clocks, jacks up a shot. It's not working.
All right, so what do you do if you're OKC going forward? You have Paul George under contract. Russell has, what, 2 years left? Four?
4 years.
4 years left. Well,
you trade Russell Westbrook and get rid of Billy Donovan.
No, Russell Westbrook's not getting traded.
The
only player that will be traded is John Wall. V said it in our text group text earlier this week. The only player that could be traded is John Wall because he's the only one that would be available.
The hell does that even mean?
Contract wise,
who?
Westbrook's making $50 million.
Oh, traded for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Wall, okay. Wall and Westbrook would be traded.
I thought you meant like the only person ever getting traded this offseason.
No. But for Westbrook specifically, because who else making close to Westbrook's salary is going to be on the block? That's all I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's the only person.
That's the only one that is possible. Harden, no. Curry, no.
It's not horrible if you throw in two first-round picks.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but why would you throw in first-round picks? You're giving up Russell Westbrook. And
No. If you get two more first-round picks.
Nah, I don't think you can get that.
I don't think so either. I'm just trying to make lemonade.
Here's the thing. You can't get rid of Russell Westbrook.
I don't want him to get rid of Russell Westbrook.
And you're not going to get rid of Paul George. It's just he's going to be there. The rest of the team needs to change. But like I was telling Raul, what they need is like a Bojan Bogdanovic, a third scorer that you can rely on in the side situation. It's kind of like how Ray Allen was when Paul Pierce and KG were hooping. Ray Allen, you know, some games he would be like just have an average shooting night, but then there'd be the games where he drops 28, 32, just like Klay Thompson does for the Warriors. You need a third piece that's going to give you that. Dennis Schroeder is good, but he's not your third piece. And Russell Westbrook doesn't know how to pace a game. And me and Raul talked about this.
No, he does not at all.
And hopefully, the best thing that can happen is with age, he finally sits down and maybe they get the new coach, like Jason Kidd, who teaches him how to control a game or something.
That is by far, you're 100% right. I'll let you go in a second, Gary. That is by far the worst quality of his game is that he has no idea how to pace. It's go, go, go all the time. He doesn't know how to waste time in the shot clock. Go ahead.
How injured is Paul George? That's what I want to know.
If he doesn't require off-season surgery, he's not that hurt.
No, that's bullshit. I don't buy that. That doesn't mean... No, surgery does not mean... Not getting surgery does not mean that he's not injured, man.
I want to say it like this. You know the same thing that Markelle Fultz has? They couldn't identify what was going on.
Thoracic outlet syndrome.
Yeah, and it's the same thing Cam Newton has, and you can see in Cam Newton's arm that the strength is kind of gone.
So like Chuck Knoblauch?
Chuck Knobloch did not have a shoulder problem. He probably had back problems, if anything.
All right, whatever.
Cocaine problems.
And cocaine problems. Thanks, John. Thanks for knowing your baseball, John.
But continue.
But so, man, where the Chuck Knobloch thing got me. I just started thinking about Chuck Knobloch.
George could have the thoracic outlet syndrome. I don't think so. But it's, I don't know.
My point is, if they maintain the status quo, don't do any big moves and just tinker a little bit like most teams do in the offseason, how do you feel about this team next year, assuming George is fully healthy?
Raul?
I feel exactly the same like how I feel now.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? They were so good for so long when George was the alpha.
Yeah, in the regular season. The regular season isn't the problem.
Well, what if they get Andre Roberson back? And he's healthy. That's a plus defender, plus defender, wing defender.
Yeah, you had guys step up. The defense wasn't the problem in this series.
I don't know about that.
No.
118 points in the last game. I mean, Lillard went for 50. No one could shut him down. No one could touch him.
The Thunder aren't going to get better with Andre Roberson getting back. That's what I'm saying. They're not going to be that much better.
Marginally.
Are they gonna do better in the regular season? Sure. I think they could absolutely do better in the regular season. It doesn't matter to me if they're the 1 seed or the 8 seed. It's the same thing.
What about
thing.
Like that 6 seed?
same thing. They've been the 6 seed for forever too. The regular season doesn't matter to me. None of these, because of this series and the way that it went down and because of how it's been since Kevin Durant left.
What if like 3
None
seed?
Of this matters. Success is solely judged on Oklahoma City's success on the Thunder is solely based on their ability to get further in the playoffs. That's what it is. And it doesn't matter how good you're gonna look in the regular season, how good Russell Westbrook does in the regular season, how good Paul George does in the regular season, because both of those guys in the playoffs should be enough to get you past the first round, regardless. Especially to a team with no Nurkic and where you have size matchups and talent matchups. Like there was.
Apparently not. Damian Lillard.
Yeah, exactly. I know he killed him.
CJ McCollum though?
I know. You don't need to remind me that they killed them.
Well, you do know they lost.
My whole thing is that they shouldn't have killed them. If Russell Westbrook would have just done a better job of making adjustments, that's what he needs to
do. He doesn't make adjustments, man.
Exactly.
It's been established.
I know.
Yeah, that's the problem that V alluded to earlier, is that the guy he's always one speed. He's been that way his whole career, and it got him to this point. And then hopefully, the last season wasn't a humbling experience. This season has to be. The end of this season, where Damian Lillard killed you because you were just going 100 miles an hour the whole time and you didn't understand how to waste clock when you needed to, that cost you the series.
I don't know about that.
One thing I wanted to mention was Enes Kanter's revenge. Total revenge on the Thunder.
Revenga?
Total revenge, smashing Adams. That's this whole totally series. Ridiculous. Whole series, smashing Adams, and then he tweeted out something like, Enes Kanter can play, or can play Kanter, or something like that. Billy Donovan had said earlier, like when Kanter was on the Thunder, that because he wasn't playing Kanter in the playoffs, that he said he can't play Kanter because of his defense, and Kanter was arguably the reason why they won the series, Raul.
No.
if he's a
man,
wash
who cares what Billy Donovan says anymore?
Well, no, it was pretty cool for Kanter to get kind of his revenge. I thought,
whatever, it's cute.
His revenge? No, no, played, nobody got revenge. Yeah. Like nobody got revenge. The
he kind of got revenge. Next,
I just wanted to mention it. Chill.
That's okay.
The Thunder didn't do enough. That's it. They didn't do enough. They got outworked. As Portland completely outworked them as a whole.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, 100%.
It's not like a Kanter. I don't think Kanter loved playing here. It's not about getting revenge for him. So I'm not even gonna say that.
Kanter said he loved playing.
Everybody not on OKC on Billy Donovan.
he says he loves playing everywhere he goes, but he didn't play near the end of his tenure. He didn't play in those conference finals.
He loved it in OKC, dude.
What I just said, he didn't play. He was getting his revenge. That's his revenge, dude. Yeah, of course he loved it. He loves the city. He loves the fans.
No, but you don't understand. He enjoyed it.
I know. I get it.
Everybody got revenge on
it. It was genuine joy in his eyes when he was an OKC Eddie.
You know what was funny? Did you see Nurkic's shirt?
I did not see Nurkic's shirt.
See, we're all
don't
gross.
Even want to be part of this fucking podcast. This freaking podcast.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. All right, we can stop talking about OKC, Raul.
No, wait.
We can stop talking about it. We've spent too much time on it.
All right, let's talk about what the Blazers will do in the next round.
Depending on who they play, V, what do you think of tonight? Spurs and the Nuggets? What do you think, man?
Comes down to it.
Game seven coming up.
50-50. Really, Denver has a slight advantage because they're at home. So 53-47. But then Spurs have a slight advantage because Marco Bellinelli's on their team. So it's like 71-29.
But then the Nuggets have an advantage because DeMar DeRozan is on the Spurs. So
50-50.
So, yeah. Like 68-32 Denver.
That's it. Eckerd math, what did you say, Tony?
Yeah, I got the Spurs in this one.
In the game seven?
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang.
Quick math.
Want to bet on it?
Wait, what do you think?
There's a lot of
it. They just have the experience. It's one game.
No, they don't, man. They have DeMar. They have LaMarcus. They don't have experience.
They got Popovich. Thank you.
Popovich doesn't play.
Yeah, but he knows who to play and when. It's all about matchups. It's all about countering. He'll figure it out. Execution.
Yep. Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah. Jamal Murray is streaky. So, I mean, he could not even be a factor.
But Jokic isn't streaky.
Jokic had 43
tonight.
Jokic
had 43 tonight. Yeah, and yes. They lost by 20.
Yeah, so. And then they smashed them by 20 last game. So,
but that was kind of the game plan tonight. We've been trying to guard everybody. We're just going to give Jokic everything he wants, and we're going to make sure no one else pops off.
Right,
I don't want to be on this fucking podcast anymore. That's what I'm saying. I mean, freaking. Oh.
Murray had 16 tonight, 7 of 18 field goals. I mean, it was... He wasn't, like Tony said, he wasn't hitting at the level that he was the past three games. 4 and 5, he was really on.
So to Garnick's point, Spurs are going to be Portland in the next round.
Yeah.
Double or nothing.
That I'm not saying.
Yeah, that's...
What's up? Who wants some?
Oh my God.
Spurs in 4?
Spurs in 5. We're gentlemen. We're gentlemen over in the San Antonio organization.
So what did you think about tonight, though? What did you think how they played?
No, defensively, they're all over. They hit threes, which is really...
Yeah, they did.
Which is really the only way Spurs...
A rarity. Thanks.
It's been streaky.
Oh, kind of like Jamal Murray is streaky.
Jamal Murray's extra streaky.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I added an extra, so that means he's more streaky. Thank you. But it's... And the Spurs also shot like 60% from the field through three quarters. Like,
yeah.
That's not going to happen again. When a game gets tight, I want decisions to be made. I want plays to be drawn. I don't want to see DeMar fumble a ball in the last. If I see DeMar DeRozan fumble a basketball in the last second of the game, I am not going to be at the next podcast.
All right. We'll understand. We'll understand that. Raul, what do you think? What do you think about this game 7 coming up?
It's going to be tough. Denver loves playing at home. Obviously, Jokic is going to go off.
Jokic.
Jokic.
The Joker.
But I think the Spurs did a really good job on Jamal Murray tonight and also the extra guys. I like their game plan for tonight, and if they could carry that over, I think the Spurs are gonna be able to take it out. They hit some threes, but for the most part, it was pretty much DeMar being able to get whatever shot he wants, getting to the spots.
Yep, huge game.
The exact spots where he wanted to get to throughout the whole time he got to shot every time.
Shot 75% in the field in this game.
All right, you know what the X Factor is?
What?
Mr. Malone.
Yeah. And how he matches up with Pop or how he counters what they've done.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of Mr. Malone. Good old Mike Malone.
Call him Mike. He goes by Mike.
Well, yeah, but you know, I don't know. I just like the way he coaches. I don't know why he got fired from Sacramento, but that's beside the point.
Sacramento, man.
Yeah, good point. Sacramento. But I always thought he was a very talented coach, and what he did this year deserves Coach of the Year, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he outcoaches Popovich in the next game. As simple as that, like, all joking aside.
Wow.
And he's got home court, you know? So that's something.
Well, how do you think, I mean, we're playing a little devil's advocate here. What do you think Malone does then? In terms of
in-game adjustments specifically, because right now, to V's point, and to Tony's point to an extent, I mean, Popovich is the master of tinkering. I think he gets out-tinkered here. I really do. I mean, they're so deep.
Yeah.
They're so deep, too. You know, you got Will Barton. You know, he's...
Who?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, it's...
My boy.
What had been happening with the Spurs, though, this series was their bench was terrible. And... Pop inserted Jakob Poeltl into the starting lineup, and Rudy Gay had a big game, 19 points, finally. He had a game that he had been needing this whole series, and he finally got it out of him. I think Popovich sticks with that and keeps Gay coming off the bench. But I don't know what Malone's going to do in terms of countering, just trying to get Murray open, I would assume is probably his best bet. Because if Murray's hitting, then the Spurs are going to have a tough time countering. Go ahead, B.
I would also say that sometimes Popovich has a habit of psyching himself out in game sevens. And that's one thing where if Denver comes out, it really does. If Denver comes out and they score that 10 first and it starts changing his lineups, it always kind of gets real tight. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah.
Oh. But no, that's exactly what I was saying. It happened in the Miami series.
Right.
And I believe once in Memphis, and I know he lost once to the Clippers. That was terrible. So, like... You can get to Popovich and you can out-psych him out, but it's got to be early.
That happens once every 10 years.
I just to tag on a little bit, I think what the Nuggets are going to do is they're going to absolutely use the fact that they're at home as an advantage. And and Malone is going to tell them, like, straight up, like, yo, like, let's come out firing right now. Just, you know, like, let's just try to blitz the first 10, not even 10 minutes, the first five minutes of the quarter, you know, and let's just see if we can start getting hot. If they start getting hot and they're doing well, man, I could see it being a blowout. But, it's going to be on Pop to be able to execute and be able to defend these guys, he's got to know that they're going to come out and they're going to come out shooting. And they're going to come out trying to throw a whole bunch of different offensive schemes at them, too.
So. I think that is a blowout, actually. I think it starts out very fast for Denver, and then Popovich makes a run, and then Denver makes another run, and it's over. I think it's a 20-point game, much like Game 5.
Okay. Give your picks. Tony, what do you think? Game 7. You already kind of said it, but...
Yeah.
Sticking with Spurs.
I'm sticking with Spurs.
All right, I'm going Spurs, B.
I'm going to say I agree with Garnick. It's going to be a 20-point blowout, but the Spurs are going to win.
I'm okay with this. 20 points, Nuggets.
Well,
I don't know, man. I'll disagree with Garnick.
Yeah, boy.
All right, so that's our picks for Game 7. The Golden State Warriors and the Los Angeles Clippers, somehow the series isn't over. The Clippers last night stole Game 5, second win in Oracle Arena. Did you guys see some of the game? That was a clinic by Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell.
I turned it on after the Houston game.
Yeah.
And I watched part of third and some of fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It was tied, and then I fell asleep. I didn't care. Like, honestly, I don't care still. Yes, that's super cute that Clippers won two games, but come on.
To be honest, I feel like the Golden State Warriors aren't playing loose enough. Like, they're coming up, they're getting into the half court, they're slowing it down. Like, all right, cool. Like, are you just trying to win this game in the fourth quarter, or are you trying to win it in the first quarter like you used to? Come out trying to score 40 points, launching threes, and then play good defense.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't matter if you're taking bad shots if you're getting back and you're playing good defense and getting more possessions. So I think they just need to play a little bit more loose and just start firing early and really put these teams away instead of keep letting them stick around until the fourth quarter.
Exactly. Oblak with the perfect analysis of what's going on in Golden State. They are not defending. Last night, they gave up 129 points, and the Clippers had like 40 by the end of the first quarter. Close to it. Like, it was That was really how the game went. And the Clippers were allowed to get into a rhythm. Patrick Beverley hit a bunch of threes. Lou Williams hit a bunch of shots early, and it was that's what happens with the Clippers. If you allow them to get into a rhythm, they're going to kill you. They're going to kill you for the rest of the game. You got to come out, and what they did in game four was they just came out and defended really early. Lou Williams couldn't get into a rhythm, and the Clippers were, like, done. I mean, they took a little lead in that game four, but ultimately it didn't matter because no one was in rhythm.
Go ahead, it's Brad. Like a cat playing with a mouse, you know. That's all it is. It's just playing with its hood. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
They're not focused. They know they don't have to be focused until the next round.
Until they play Houston?
Yeah.
Do you think the series is over in six then? Oh, that's the only question I want to ask for this one. Or does it go seven?
That's a very good question considering it's in LA and the momentum presumably is with the Clippers. But I do think it's over in six. I think at this point it's a test for Golden State whether or not they can just turn it on.
Right.
And I think they pass with flying colors.
Yeah, and Kevin win it Durant, by 20. Wake up.
He had 45 the other night.
Yeah, I don't think it's a matter of Kevin Durant showing up. I think it's, like Tony said, it's a matter of them being loose, and I think they get there.
Yeah, and defending. I think coming out right out the gate, kind of like what Raul alluded to with the Nuggets jumping on the Spurs. I think the Warriors need to do the same to the Clippers.
Much, much less so than just being loose. Because I think if they go hard for like two quarters in a row and start blowing them out by 30, it's over. And yes, I know they came back once from more than 30 down. But it's not going to happen again. Trust me.
Kind of like the Golden State record right now is terrible at home. I think they're 31-11 or now 31-12.
Yeah.
And when you're on the road, you're kind of surrounded by all your enemies. Fans are going crazy, and the whole area is going nuts because they really want their home team to win the game. So when you're up against those odds, it only tends to focus you more, and that's why they were up so big in that. I can't believe they lost that game at 31.
Oh, no, that was at home. That was at home. But,
But I feel like it's going to be a blowout. This is a blowout. This has blowout written all over it.
Yeah,
the Clippers are well coached, hardworking
overachievers for sure.
Yeah, and they outworked the Warriors in those games for the 48 minutes.
Yeah,
now it's gonna be a wipe up. It's gonna be bad. Like even if, and I love Lou Will. I want this to be like the love story. Like I want this to go beautifully into the sunset. But Lou Will is gonna have to have at least another 30-11 game. In order for them to sustain.
In order to even keep up, I'd say, yeah. And I personally don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be a blowout, too. Raul, you think the same?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a blowout.
Yeah, it's
like,
kind
like
of
a bad blowout.
Like a really bad blowout.
Yeah, it could be, yeah.
Like and we don't say that. We don't say that often here. Like, we don't really. We'll say, yeah, you know, up by 20, but like.
We just said it about the Nuggets.
Yeah.
All of us said it about opposing teams.
Well, that's because the fucking Nuggets suck, sorry.
Yeah. But nice.
You mean freaking?
Forget the Nuggets.
This is the defending champions though. This is
60
the
point blowout. The Bulls
had like a 40 or 50 against the Bucks.
Yeah, something like that.
The Bucks stole Game 5 at home, I think, and this is in 2015.
Yeah,
Paul Gasol, and then the Bulls went to Milwaukee and they destroyed them.
Oh, they destroyed the Bucks.
Oh yeah,
that
the Bucks
garbage team.
Formerly garbage team, now just swept the Detroit Pistons. Let's go, Gernick.
See, he's throwing you in on this every time.
I know.
You're not even part
Eddie,
of this.
We were just talking about this before you got here.
How you and I are forever linked with the Bucks? Is that what you're talking about?
Actually, that's not what it was.
What?
Not that big on the Bucks, man.
Forever linked.
Like, I like them, but I'm not going to pick them to win the shift, dude. You're like ride or die with them.
Not really. They called you
the Raul of the Bucks.
We did.
The Raul? Oh, wow. Wow.
Like it's a manufactured Raul.
So who do you think is coming out of the East?
Well, the East second round is upon us after the terrible first round. Where
smooth transition game.
Yeah, it was decent. Well, two gentlemen sweeps in the East. Kind of what we thought, except you guys picked the Nets for some reason. But they just gave a fist bump to each other. So the first matchup that we'll talk about is the Bucks and the Celtics. I got the Bucks in three. Let's go.
See, now, why do you, what do you, how?
Huh? No, I'm kidding.
No, what I'm saying is, how do you think the Bucks are even going to beat the Celtics in a 7-game series?
It's going to be a very difficult series, I think.
But you know you can't win in 3, right?
Oh, man. This guy thinks Giannis is so good. Ever since we started this show, there's only 2 poles you climb. Zach LaVine's D and Giannis.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of listening to Giannis. This guy doesn't even talk about Russell Westbrook that much.
We don't talk about the Bucks very often.
Oh, my God.
We don't. To be fair, we don't.
We really don't. We talked about the beginning of the season. That was kind of it. And the Bucks just destroyed everybody. And let you all know, I picked the Bucks at 55 wins at the beginning of the season. And y'all didn't. So...
This coming from the guy that didn't have Portland making the playoffs. God, I hate this guy.
You and I are the only two that had Portland.
Yeah, I know.
And the Nets, baby.
Yes. Woo!
Anyway, so, but Milwaukee and Boston. Oh, yeah. What do you guys think about the series? It's a rematch from last year. Last year's first round series went 7, but each home team won that series. Obviously, Kyrie and Hayward were out. The Bucks didn't have Brooke Lopez and Mike Budenholzer. So, what do you think?
It's going to be an interesting series.
You think?
Yeah. I think it's going to be close.
Okay. I mean, we're not going to do predictions yet, but why do
we? We're not?
No.
Later today, you mean?
Yeah, today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But not right now. Let's break it down real quick. Oblak, what do you think it's going to be? What intrigues you about this series?
The thing is, those guys on Boston are streaky shooters.
Mm-hmm.
They're not always on. So it's not going to matter that Giannis doesn't have the shot. You know, they're going to have to grind this one out.
It's going
to
be a big grind series, I think. You're right.
Yeah, defensive game.
I think this series is going to be a lot different than last year. Partially because Giannis isn't just operating from the perimeter now. He gets the ball on the block a lot more, obviously. He has this whole season. And I think that is going to play into how this series goes. I think that... Al Horford's a great defender. I think he's going to be tasked on guarding Giannis a lot of the series, but it's going to be on Horford and Baines and Marcus Morris to an extent to slow this guy down from getting the ball on the block and dunking on everybody. Go ahead. Did you have something?
Yeah, you know what? It's just ironic to me that the Celtics were supposed to win the East.
Yep.
And Milwaukee was supposed to more or less be the 4th seed, and how the shoe's on the other foot now.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Giannis is Giannis. We all know that they do have a great supporting cast around them. They basically have 2 other all-stars. I just have a hard time really trusting them to win the series as much as I do want them to.
I understand that. I mean, they beat Detroit, who shouldn't even been in the playoffs, but They haven't won a real playoff series yet, I'd say.
Right, like, this is the first time they won a playoff series in like 17 years.
Yeah, and then a Giannis-led team hasn't actually beat a quality playoff team. And so it's, you know, you get to be the man, you got to beat the man. And the Celtics beat them last season.
Barely. They barely beat them last year.
Yeah, but they, again,
they didn't have Kyrie.
They didn't have Kyrie. They didn't have Hayward.
Yes, I get it.
Those are 2 huge.
But cocks. Celtics aren't at their capacity yet either. You know, that's like a good thing and a bad thing for the Bucks. The good thing is they're playing at probably like 80% of what they're capable of. The bad thing is, hey, they may bring in the extra 20% this series.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
This is the time to do it. And honestly, I think they will do it against the Celtics.
Oh, do you think the Bucks will do it against the Celtics?
No, I think the Celtics will win.
He's breaking up with you.
Oh, my God. I don't believe it. But
it's been real, Adam.
The one thing I'm going to say, though, is that when the Bucks want to win these games, they need to jump out early, kind of like what we've been talking about. And they need to have a comfortable lead going into the fourth quarter, like 5 minutes left. Because if they don't, Kyrie Irving's going to take over, and it's going to be bad. No one's going to be able to... I think Kyrie Irving's going to have a huge series. I think he's going to average at least 30 a game this year.
Like an earth-flattening series?
Earth-flattening series, yes. An earth-flattening special. Raul, what do you think? What do you think about this series coming up?
I got the Celtics. I have the Celtics not just because I don't like the Bucks.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But I Giannis is going to do his thing.
Giannis.
Either way, Giannis... is going to do his thing. I
I also agree with Garnick. I kind of don't trust the other guys to be able to win this series. Boston's playing a lot better.
Yeah, and, they are. Yeah, definitely.
When you look at it, they're clicking all at the right time, and on top of that, Boston is. I don't know if the Bucks have enough. Are gonna at the end. I don't know if they're gonna work hard enough to be able to win this series.
Okay.
I think a common theme so far of the playoffs has been who's willing to work for it. That's like a big theme thus far.
Yeah, interestingly enough,
a lot of teams, you know, are surprising people, or they're coming out with a series W just by putting in that hard work and outworking the other squad. So I think the Celtics are actually in a prime position right now to do that because they have so much to prove. Especially that the way the regular season went.
Yeah.
And now that they have, man, Hayward is looking on fire. This guy does not miss. This guy does not miss. Like, and throughout the season, whenever I saw that he was healthy, this guy would constantly be going 80% from the field when he was healthy. And then every now and then he'd have like a couple weeks where he's healthy, and then he'd get like a small injury.
Yeah,
and then he wouldn't be able to play well. But right now he's healthy and he's on fire. And if all these guys are getting it in, and you know they have a chip on their shoulder now because they have so much more to prove after last year, after this season, I think the Celtics got it.
Only major point I want to bring in is that they did just play Detroit, so they're kind of lax. Indiana's a defensive team now.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're all in shape and they're all working hard. So we've already been in this mode for a while. So if you can catch the Bucks off guard game one, just like we've been talking about, get out early. This is another theme. You gotta get out. But also the bench on the Celtics, just Gordon Hayward, Jason Terry. I wish Jason Terry.
Scary Terry.
Rozier, thank you.
He's not very scary anymore.
They've been playing better. Yeah, yeah. And if you have Gordon anchoring that lineup kind of like Manu used to, or you know how Lou Will does, you have the second lineup that's coming in. But they've been starting...
Snuck in a Manu reference. I heard that.
Yeah, I miss Manu, man. It's so good. I love it. But just him being in the game and the type of shots that Gordon Hayward is getting. Hey, you're going to be open? Just shoot it.
He's always open.
I don't know... Does Jason Tatum commands that much attention? Kyrie Irving commands that much attention, and yeah, Giannis is a problem. He's gonna score. He's gonna do. Chris Middleton, you gotta slow him down. Other than that, yo,
Bledsoe, don't sleep on Bledsoe.
Who?
Wow,
stop it.
Who?
the Marcus Smart injury actually comes into play in this series. Last series they were able to look really awesome. I think part of what was the problem is that they were, you know, overloaded with talent when they had to go nine deep with Marcus Smart healthy in the regular season. Last series, Smart was hurting, so they just went eight deep.
You know what's going to be huge for the Bucks to win? Brook Lopez.
Yeah.
Yep.
Brook Lopez and not having... Miritich a little bit. But
coming back,
Brook Lopez is going to be a huge thing for the Bucks because there's not going to be anybody who's going to be able to match up with him. If you get caught up on a switch, like, you're screwed. Like, this guy is taller, longer, and this guy can shoot threes like lights out.
Yep.
If you try to take a big away to try to get to him, then Giannis is going to be free. If you leave Brook open, he's probably gonna make that shot.
Yep.
He's gonna be the X factor.
And that's true. And that's kind of how it's been for the whole season with the Bucks. And that was a super underrated sign that season. Let's give picks. Bucks Celtics. Go ahead, Garnick. Who you got?
Celtics in seven.
Wow, winning in Milwaukee in a game seven.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's gonna be kind of the opposite of last year. Okay. I think there's going to be more away wins than home wins in the series.
Okay.
I think they're just going to exchange haymakers all series long, and the Celtics will prevail just right. because they have the know-how. They have, you know, the experience from last year. And Milwaukee doesn't yet.
Right. Okay. V, what do you think?
Celtics in six. Get these guys out of my garden. What are you doing over here?
Hey, get out of here.
Who are Eric? Who? Six.
Yeah, Bledsoe. I don't know. It's like 5 pounds.
Hold on. Who you got? We got in the series.
I'm saying it goes seven, and it goes to the Bucks. All right.
Nice.
My dude O representing Milwaukee. Mm. I got the Bucks, of course. Bucks in six. I think they win in Boston. I think that I don't think
in where?
I don't think it's as
where do they win?
In Boston. How was my Boston?
We're gonna need Brogdon.
Brogdon is key. We didn't mention Malcolm Brogdon, who has been out since I think late March.
Who?
The president.
The president is his nickname.
50-40-90 guy.
Yeah, he's a great shooter. He's been a good defender too for the Bucks for most of the season. So if he does come back in the series, I think the Bucks have a decided advantage at the guard spot. But Raul, you're the deciding vote here. Bucks or Celtics, who you got?
Get ready. Celtics in five.
Wow, ballsy.
Dang. Dang, no respect.
John, second time.
Not that I don't respect him. I'm just saying. I think some crazy stuff is going to happen. Yep. None of us thought that Portland was going to win in five.
That's not true.
I mean, I thought it said it.
Both said it.
No, none of you guys said Portland in five.
No, we didn't. You're right.
No.
Yeah. Celtics in seven.
John's got Celtics too. All right. Well, O'Black, it's just me and you for the Bucks. All right.
All right. Let's go, man. For sure.
We got
Celtics
it.
Celtics in five, baby.
Then the other Eastern Conference series.
Crazy.
The Toronto Raptors and the Philadelphia 76ers. This is a huge series for both teams.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
The loser of this series probably loses a lot in the offseason where players are unlikely or less likely to resign. Obviously, we've talked about the Raptors and Kawhi Leonard and the Sixers and Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris. Let's break it down.
JJ. Don't forget JJ.
And JJ. Raul, what do you think that the Raptors do defensively to start this series? Who do you think they match up on? I'm super interested to see how who they threw at Embiid, who they put on Simmons, who they put on Butler.
They're gonna put Siakam on Simmons.
I was thinking the exact same thing. Yep.
Yeah. They're gonna put Siakam on Simmons, because Siakam is really long, he's got good size, and he can move his feet very well.
How well?
Very.
Very.
And
so you don't think he's gonna sag off like people have typically been doing against Ben Simmons?
Sag off like if Mike Simmons gets it at like the top of the key or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's gonna play.
They'll give him a little bit of space, but I mean, Siakam is gonna follow him. Like if Ben Simmons is able to or wants to try to get to the lane, I think Siakam has the foot speed to be able to switch and be able to defend him as he's coming in.
Okay. Be good.
I don't know why we're talking about this. Kawhi's going to guard everybody. Toronto in five.
It's over. It's a wrap. You're giving the Sixers a win? I'm surprised.
I hate the Sixers.
I'm surprised you're giving them a win, actually.
I like the individual pieces on the Sixers. Just, I hate the overall
some
attitude.
Of its yeah, parts.
It disgusts me. Except, shout out Elton Brand. All day.
A real bull. A real bull. Should not have been traded ever.
Garnet. Real bull. He was here for 2 years.
Garnet, what do you think? What do you think about the series? What do you think? How do you think the Raptors match up with the Sixers?
You know, I have to side with V on this.
Yeah,
that's all day.
I mean, and you guys just butt buddies? Like, what's going on here?
A little bit, but yeah. Really, it comes down to Kawhi. I think Kawhi.
So good.
Kawhi is, in my opinion, by far the best player in this series. By far.
Really?
At right now.
By far.
Right now.
Better than Embiid.
Better than Embiid. Ooh. Right now.
Wow.
Right now.
Dang.
Embiid's hurt, first of all. Second of all, Ben Simmons has been exposed in the games that they did lose. You know?
The game that they lost.
I'm not talking. Okay. Yes, they only lost one game.
When they won three of the next games by like 30.
Hold on. Did Embiid average 33-11 in the NBA Finals?
You know, I think... No, wait a minute. Oh, wait a second. It wasn't.
Oh,
wait, hold on. Let me check.
He's not better than Embiid?
Hey,
as good as Kawhi is offensively, I think you guys forgot about a guy named Jimmy Butler. He gets paid a lot of money to do one thing, and that's to lock up.
Get buckets. Oh.
No. That's to lock guys down. They don't even need Jimmy to get buckets. They're getting open shots to their shooters. Redick. Whoever's out there,
Tobias.
You know.
Tobias Harris.
Yep. Yeah, he's dropping. He's averaging about 30 points a game in these playoffs. It's going to be easy for the Sixers to get a couple more wins than these guys predicted. I'm taking them in six.
All right.
Just a quick note. If J.J. Redick shoots at all remotely well from the field, Sixers will win maybe two games.
You know what? And you guys didn't let me finish my point.
Yeah, good.
Ben Simmons has been exposed, and Kawhi can lock that shit up all day long. So I think that's the most important matchup of the series, and I think, hands down, advantage, Kawhi.
Put the hands down.
You think Kawhi starts on Simmons, though?
I do. I really do. You have to go hard right away. This is a very big series for everyone involved.
Yep.
This is easily the most important series of this round.
In the East?
No. You think all around?
You think the Warriors Rockets, if the Warriors beat the Clippers?
I'm talking about long-term ramifications for the specific teams. If the Rockets lose, they'll come back next year. They'll reload. They'll try again. If the Warriors lose, I guess there's a chance that they blow it up. I really don't think they will completely blow it up. I think one of the people leaves. But they'll reload and they'll be back again. Whoever loses this series, they're basically done.
I don't agree with the Sixers being done, necessarily.
They're basically done.
Embiid's not done yet. But he's got at least two more.
You're not going to sign Jimmy, though.
If you lose?
If you lose. You're not going to sign Tobias if you lose.
Yeah, but you still have Simmons and Embiid
to build around.
But then you have no one else.
On the other side as well. They might sign something. I know. But on the other side as well, you have Kawhi if they lose. This shapes an entire conference.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like, if the Golden State Warriors lose, we're not tripping. They'll be back next year. Like, this
even without KD, they'll be back next year.
No, probably, maybe. Maybe the Blazers are up there. I don't know.
We'll see. Houston's going to be back next year, so, like, it's not going to shape. Like, just in the grand scheme of...
Yeah, fair enough. Raul, go ahead.
You had NBA landscape.
I don't think Kawhi guards Ben Simmons because I don't feel like right now they feel like they need to have Kawhi guard Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons offensively isn't... He's kind of just... I don't want to say like he's just okay, but he's not like a 20-point guy. You know, like he's not a 20-point scorer. He's not a 25-point scorer. He's kind of just... He gets triple-doubles and he gets nice stats and stuff, but for the most part, offensively, you only have to worry about him so much.
Right.
Like, worrying about him slashing in the lane and whatever. And if you have Kawhi, I don't know if I'm Nick Nurse, I don't think I want to try to put Kawhi on Ben Simmons just because I don't know if I want him to get beat up so early. You know, Ben Simmons is going to use his body. He's a big body. You don't want Kawhi to take that much punishment because if you're confident that you're going to get into the next round, you still need him as healthy as you can for the Bucks or the Celtics, you know?
Okay.
And so if you could try to get away with putting Siakam on him and that works, then I think that you stay with that, you know, for the most part.
In the three games that Kawhi matched up against Ben Simmons this year, Ben Simmons averaged 8 turnovers a game for a total of 24 turnovers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, I know. I know that Kawhi can shut him down. I'm just saying, for the sake of the series, for the fact of you still have a whole nother series to go on with such a challenging opponent coming up next, you kind of see if you could get away with not putting Kawhi on Ben Simmons.
Maybe for the first game, maybe, and see how that goes.
No. Yeah, exactly. No, definitely not. For the first game, if it goes well, then you stick with it. And then if it doesn't, then you go to Kawhi, obviously.
So then who is Kyle Lowry guarding in this situation?
Nobody. Good question. That's a good question.
Himself.
JJ.
He'll probably have to be on Redick, I'd assume.
only other point is, no, they would put Kawhi on Ben Simmons. If that's what starts your offense, you want to do that because, yeah, you want to save Kawhi, but I'd rather save two playoff games by ending this in five than... But that's, you know, that is also risky because if it doesn't end in five, then all of a sudden you are...
You are exposing it, yeah, for sure.
You put Siakam in the first game, and then if it goes well, then you stick with Siakam.
You host the first game, man. You don't mess around with a home game. You just try to nip it in the butt right away.
You think?
Right away. Absolutely. Yeah. This is the second round of the playoffs. You don't get to, like, go 80% anymore. You're not playing whatever. Who do they play? Orlando? It's not Orlando anymore. No. We're not in Kansas anymore.
Not in Kansas anymore. All right. Picks. I know Old Black said Sixers in six.
Yep.
I got... Oh, man. I'm waiting for you guys. Go ahead.
No, we already got Toronto in five.
We both got Toronto in five. Yeah. Raul, what are you thinking?
I got Toronto in six.
I think the series goes seven, actually. I think it's a way more contested series than you guys are thinking.
He's a contested guy.
Yeah, contested series. I'm going... Oh, gosh.
Oh my!
You're going Sixers.
Oh gosh!
You gotta go.
I'm going Sixers and seven. Yep, yeah. V's right. Wow, really? V knows me. Yep.
John, tiebreaker.
Toronto and seven.
Right, John's going Toronto and seven. All right. Let's finish up with final thoughts, guys. Good.
I'll just start it off. Let's go Spurs! Oh my god! There you go. Oh my god! If you break my heart, oh my god, I will. Oh my god.
It's a winnable series, man. It's a winnable game seven. Just, come on, man. Let's go. One time.
Do what you gotta do. Just listen to Pop X's and O's. Who is Jamal Murray? Why is this guy scoring? Okay.
Thank you. Good.
I have to talk about Phoenix. What are you doing?
Firing Igor Kokoskov.
After 1 year. And it's funny because I just realized that the Arizona football team did the same thing to their football coach. Yeah. Fired him after 1 year. Must be something in the water or lag thereof. But it's such a poorly run organization. It makes Garpax look good. It feels weird saying that.
Yeah.
It kind of does.
Kind of does. And it makes Jerry Reinsdorf look comparable, too. I think Jerry Reinsdorf's one of the
worst. It makes Vladdy look like...
A genius.
Not a genius. I don't know. Like Jerry Krause.
Like a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Nice.
I think what Phoenix is doing is trash. I think firing Kokoskov when you...
The sad part is they have so many pieces. And, you know, they may luck into Zion. It's just... I would feel bad if Zion ends up there. I really would. It would just be a waste.
At least it's warm.
Yeah, that's true.
The Robert Sarver, he's one of the worst owners in sports, for sure.
It's weird because, you know, he's been kind of flying under the radar, kind of, nationally. But now it's gotten to the point where it's even getting attention nationally.
Yep, and as it should be. And thank you for bringing it up.
Right.
I hope it ends well for Phoenix, where they maybe get the Zion Williamson or something like that, and then all of a sudden it's 50 wins. I don't know.
They're switching coaches so often.
Who deserves Zion Williamson less, the Bulls or Phoenix?
What does that even mean? I don't believe in your question. I don't believe in the premise of your question.
Never mind. All right. Oblak, you got some?
Yeah. Bulls are going to be good next year. I feel it. Oh, yeah.
How good?
I mean, they're going to the playoffs.
Ooh. Like 45 and 37 good?
Whoa.
I mean, the thing is, they just need two guys, you know, maybe in free agency or maybe that develop in camp, you know, maybe if Walt Lemon works out and Chris Dunn work out.
Walt Lemon, baby. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
I like him.
We just need a couple more pieces, kind of like, I don't know, Trailblazers got Rodney Hood.
Yeah.
You know, just somebody that's coming off the bench and can score 30.
Has the potential to score 30. Yeah, okay.
You know, we can't just leave it all up to Zach LaVine.
And the Bulls need to stay healthy, I think, too. I think that was the big thing this year, is that they did get hurt at the beginning of the year, which derailed our predictions on our show. We did
have
the
Bulls hurt.
Like the 9 seed, I think, in the preseason, right? I think we did, yeah. But, yeah. I mean, the young talent they have is good. Zach LaVine is about to be the best player in the NBA.
So this is your favorite subject, Eddie.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, I could talk about Zach LaVine all the time. Well, you got something or not?
Hey, what's up, Rob?
I think you might be done off.
Okay,
I think he's too depressed to have a thought, much less final thought.
Okay, OC, let's go all day.
No, not right now.
Okay, AC. Ralph, give your synopsis on Kyler Murray, the number one overall pick tonight.
Oh man, great QB. man, where did he go?
Oklahoma. You're the Oklahoma guy.
No, what team drafted him?
Arizona. Phoenix,
Arizona, right?
Arizona, yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, no, that's exactly what Arizona needs. Good QB.
What about his arm strength?
Could be better.
What do you have to say about his height?
He's a good size.
Do you think he made the right choice playing football instead of that other sport he was gonna play?
I don't know, man. That's hard to say.
Should have took the baseball money.
Did you know he was a goalie for Oklahoma hockey?
I don't know. I don't want to have anything to do with Oklahoma right now.
All right, I think we're done there. My final thought: I listened to Common's awesome album B this week.
Yes, one of my favorite albums of all time.
I think it's 15 years old or something like that.
Wow,
yeah, it's a fantastic CD. I just wanted to let y'all know.
The best Common album.
Easily.
The only Common. Don't care what anybody.
Yeah, the only Common album you need to listen to
on that album.
Yeah,
sick track. Go.
Yeah, man, it's just so
Common many. Before he got all weird Queenton? And started talking like a robot.
Yep. Yeah, that city is fantastic. So I just wanted to mention that. Thank you for joining Contested Layups tonight. This is episode number 93. Garnick, got you. Remember, you can.
Is this like a reminder for next episode?
This is a reminder that I remembered. Remember, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Instagram, Facebook.
Don't forget to check us out on YouTube by searching Contested Layups episodes or full episodes and more.
Thanks, Raul. I hope you feel better next episode.
Thanks for listening.
Chanel Santini.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Stand up.